The spending plan covers the fiscal year that starts in July. Spending in the general fund would be over $9.4 million, down just slightly from the current year. Assemblymember Brandy Morrell offered an amendment to cut a proposed $2,000 bonus for heads of borough departments. That change received no second from other assembly members and didn't make it to a vote. Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger spoke up for the proposed budget.
By and large, I think this is a pretty conservative budget. A lot of forethought on fiscal responsibility, so I appreciate that from the finance department. I'll be voting yes here today to move it along to the public hearing, and I strongly encourage any members of the public who have problems with the budget or would like to see things amended to please come forward at our next meeting and let us know, or to please reach out on email or call. We need that feedback.
The borough is budgeting for increases in both sales and property tax revenue, but less money from various state sources. The municipality is expecting $35,000 a year in excise tax from licensed marijuana growing and import. That money goes into a property development fund used for buying land or fixing up buildings. The municipality is also budgeting for rate increases in several enterprise funds, including a 9% hike for harbor users. An ordinance approving that increase has yet to be tackled by the assembly. Capital projects include evaluation of the borough's hydroelectric plant at Blind Slough and some sewer system work. The local contribution to schools would remain at $1.8 million. Employee wages for next year are a big unknown. Now both bargaining units of borough employees have voted against tentative agreements for a new contract. The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers represents employees at Petersburg Municipal Power and Light. They voted against ratifying a new three-year contract with 1% wage increases in the first 2 years of the pact and a 2% raise in the third year. That follows a vote against a tentative agreement by the Petersburg Municipal Employees Association in April. That bargaining unit covers most other borough employees and rejected a tentative agreement with a retroactive 2% wage increase in the first year, no increase in the second year, and an option for negotiating another hike in the third year. There were also targeted wage increases proposed for police officers, resident assistants at Mountain View Manor, and facility specialists at Parks and Rec. One borough employee wanted the assembly to know that some workers voted for that agreement. Jessica King spoke on behalf of some employees at Mountain View Manor.
It's a great job. It's fun. It's rewarding. It's strenuous and tiresome, but it's great. And I'd like to thank you guys for that.
The borough's final offer for those employees is not as favorable as the tentative agreement. It would mean a 1% wage increase retroactive in the first year, 1% in the second, and no increase in the third year. It also decreases health coverage for part-time employees and establishes three mandatory furlough days. The assembly was scheduled to vote on that final offer for PMEA employees but didn't have the votes. Assemblymember Morrell asked to sit out the vote since her husband is one of the impacted employees. That left only the mayor and two other assembly members, not enough to approve the final offer. That will be back up again at a future meeting if more assembly members are present. The votes also weren't there to pass the budget itself in first reading either. Morrell voted no, and with only three yes votes, it fails. The assembly then scheduled a special meeting for this Monday at 6 p.m. and will take up the budget again, along with community ideas on spending cuts or new revenue. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.